So what's your reaction to the news yesterday about Brandon not being suspended?
Happy that the league, reviewed that situation and put it behind them, and looking forward to, Brandon playing a full season. Excited about, the opportunity to get him into the offense when he's healthy and start practicing and move forward from that.
Did you have any communication with him yesterday?
No, I didn't yet, but we will talk here shortly, and I'm sure he's relieved that that's past him as well.
Josh, do you still have any concern? He's got the one case hanging over his head that the league could still...
It's out of our control. It's out of our control. That's something that's a league issue. And whatever they come down with or whatever they decide, then we got to deal with it, and we'll do it at that time. But there's nothing we can worry about because it's really, there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can control. And we're just going to keep doing what we do here and try to get better. And then I'm sure he's going to continue to do what he's been doing, which is rehabbing hard and trying to get himself well. So.
What do you know about his hip? How's he doing with his recovery?
His rehab's going fine. He's doing everything he's supposed to be doing and could be doing. And again, like I said, we'll look forward to him being on the field as soon as he's healthy.
Josh, with him rehabbing in Florida, how much is he missing by not just being out here, just seeing what's going on? And as far as learning the offense, how much of a learning curve is he going to have come August?
There'll be plenty of time. I mean, we have a lot of practices in August. None of our injured players are out here, so we don't. That's just kind of a standard procedure for us. So he wouldn't be out here either. And he's had plenty of opportunity to learn and be taught this spring. And again, these are voluntary sessions, so he didn't have to be here, and nobody does. So the curve is the same as it is for everybody else. He'll have enough time to get caught up when he's healthy and ready to go. As a coach, I'm sure you'd love everybody to be here, but again, that's part of the league rules, and like I said, when we have to make them mandatory, and when they can be here, they'll all be here, I'm sure, and we'll look forward to that.
Because of the injury, maybe not him, but all your injured players, they have to be here next week for the mandatory minicamp.
Mm-hmm. Mandatory minicamp for everybody.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Matt Prater. He's the only person in here who doesn't have any competition. Your kicker, how is he doing?
He's doing well. I think he's kicking with a lot of confidence right now. We're putting him through a lot of situational kicks. I think you guys saw, some of the onside kicks today, and we put him in some different pressure situations, and he's come through well. He understands that he plays a huge role in our ability to win situations because there's plenty of them come down to a kick here or there, and he's doing well. So he's fully ingrained into our program and what we're all about and what we're doing, and he's excited about this year and improving on his season last year, and we're excited for him.
What does it say about your confidence in him that you haven't brought anyone else in to compete with him?
We feel good about, where he's at, what he's done, what he's capable of doing. He started off really strong last year and then went through a little bit of a rough patch, but a lot of kickers do that. That's not uncommon, and we're looking for Matt to have a good year.
Of the sessions we've watched, the consistencies, high tempo, but a great fun atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I'm satisfied with the progress the team's made in each area, the camaraderie and execution.
Yeah, I think we've become a team, in a short period of time that really enjoys working with each other, works extremely hard, has great tempo, great enthusiasm, loves to come out here and compete and practice, and as coaches, we couldn't be more pleased with that. We have a long way to go, like every team does at this stage of the year, but we're looking forward to, continuing to get better in the spring and then going into training camp and carrying that attitude and that same passion into training camp.
So what do you think about how your D-line is doing and how well they're picking up this new system?
They're picking it up pretty well. That's one of the hardest groups to actually evaluate at this time of year because we can't hit anybody and there's no pads on and you can't see if the line of scrimmage is changing or not. But they're getting better in the drill work that Coach Nunnally is putting them through every day. They're participating in the teamwork that we have, the reps that they get. And they're all gelling together. We got a lot of people rotating in and out of there, a lot of big bodies and a lot of young guys. And so that to me means we got a lot of room for improvement. And each of those guys has embraced that opportunity that they have. And they're getting coached by a very good football coach. So I think they appreciate that. And they're looking forward to the opportunity in training camp that they'll have to actually showcase what they can do.
Now, we hear the term hybrid a lot regarding those guys. What does that mean on your defense this year?
There's a lot of guys that could have their hand on the ground in rushing situations and could also be standing in other situations. And I think that's very common with, most 3-4 teams in this league. The outside linebackers usually become your defensive ends in passing type situations, and we should be no different. So, you know, we have plenty of guys that are working at outside linebacker right now, and those guys are all working at defensive end also. And, you know, so it's just something that they got to learn, and they're all enjoying that opportunity to rush, you know, with their hand on the ground when we ask them to, and then do the other things we're asking them to do when they're standing. So you'll see a lot of those guys in our system and really in everybody's 3-4 system throughout the league.
Coach, assessment of your quarterbacks?
Same. Keep getting better every day. I mean, frustrate the heck out of me, you know, certain periods. I hope nobody heard me swearing too much today, but, you know, that's just part of this time of the year. We don't slow down for anybody at this point in time of the year, because we're going to try to put as much on their plate as we can handle as coaches. And sometimes they can't handle all of it at the same time, but that's just part of the learning process. They're going to come out and fail, and they're going to come out and succeed, and the things that they fail at, we got to work harder at as coaches, and they're going to work hard as players to get better at them. So both of them did some good things again today. They've been doing that every day, little by little, making improvements, and eventually, hopefully, we have the whole thing in, and they're able to run it like the back of their hand. But we're certainly not there yet, but that's what we're working towards.
How important is it for you and your overall coaching philosophy to be so hands-on with the quarterbacks and not delegate that as much, but to really know what they're doing?
You know, it's. I think that as a coach that's coming and putting in really the offense that I'm familiar with, because I've been a part of it for some 5 or 6 years here, I think it would be. I think I'd be uncomfortable if I didn't have an opportunity to work with those guys, because I don't think there's anybody here that understands it or knows it, you know, quite as well. And there are all the coaches and all the players are working very diligently to get to that point. And that doesn't mean that Mike McCoy can't do it. It just means I enjoy doing it and I want to do it, and I think I can help our team doing it. And if I didn't, I wouldn't do it.
It just seems like that would be just having that almost extension of them on the field. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you can get that firsthand.
Yeah, and I'm going to be talking to them on game day. You know, so I see it kind of going hand in hand. If I wasn't going to be the voice in their helmet, then I probably wouldn't do as much talking to them during practice. So they're going to be comfortable with me during practice, and then they're going to be comfortable with me in the games, and that's part of why we do it.
Josh, what kind of a role do you envision for Peyton Hillis?
He does a lot of things well. He can run the ball out of a single back, you know, formation. He can certainly catch the ball out of the backfield. He can block in two back sets. You saw him today split out wide all over the place. So he's got great hands. He's got a great feel for the passing game, and he's a very tough runner to bring down when you give him the ball. So he'll do a lot of different things for us. Expect him to play a good role in our offense. And again, we tell our players they all create their own roles, and he's certainly done a good job of taking what we're giving him and doing it very well.
Why was Doomerville not here?
Elvis had a family issue, and that's all I say about that. No issue with Elvis, but just a personal.
When do you expect him back?
Whenever he's ready to come back, that's just a total personal matter. Elvis is in no trouble whatsoever with us or himself. He just had to handle some things personally.
Okay.
Might Hillis make his biggest impact on third down?
He could, but it'll be interesting. You know, we have 3 or 4 backs that we feel like can play in that third down sub role. Peyton's certainly one of them, but there's 3 or 4 guys that'll be competing for those reps. Peyton can do some of that, but I think Peyton will have an impact in a lot of areas. First and second down, you can put him in the backfield to run the ball, and then, you know, down there in the red zone, you know, that sometimes can be a matchup problem for people, just like tight ends and good receivers. So he's going to make an impact in a lot of different areas and a lot of different situations, and we're hopeful that he can handle all that and continue to improve, because he's done a great
mostly
job.
Mostly at fullback, some at tailback. Is that a good way to say it?
I would say that's probably fair. He's going to play both. He's certainly going to play both. And we have him. He's playing both in every practice, and we'll continue to do that with him because he can do it. And if he couldn't, we wouldn't. But he's doing a good job.
So he's in the mix for a short yardage goal line
sure.
kind of back.
Absolutely.
You're still kind of going
absolutely.
Through that.
Absolutely.
Those candidates.
Those are hard things to evaluate right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't sit here and run goal line short yardage. That's right. Once we do that, and we can see, you know, what kind of short yardage and goal line runners we have, and short yardage and goal line blockers. You know. That's another thing that you got to find out when you get to training camp, get the pads on. But he's certainly in competition for both roles.
When do you expect Ryan to get back on the field?
Whenever he's healthy. Whenever he's ready to go, he'll be out there. Certainly won't be in June. Certainly won't be in June.